Here's the reason why, because he blew his bowl.
It is 8:30. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Bauman absent.
I was
abstaining here. Because you were not here. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relevant to equalization. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 13. It's on the biodiesel. Lorene, you want to give us a little background on it?
Well, last time I did 2009's correction on biodiesel because I knew it went to Turk and Turk dismissed it, you know, said we had to do the correction. But I did not do 2008 because I did not see anywhere in there that they mentioned 2008. And it was 2009 that they filed the protest. But we got a hold of Roger Harris, and he looked into the bankruptcy, and he looked into everything, and then he came down saying that we had to do the correction for 2008 also.
Okay.
I would move be approved tax correction slip number 13.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organization, Beatrice Mennonite Church. Do we have anything on that? Okay. It is 1997 Club Wagon. I don't see the value, so. But it's a 1997 Club Wagon to give rides to the elderly for church, taking children to camps, taking people to conferences. Dan Dell is requesting his treasurer. Need a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to open the public hearing. Anyone here to support or against the tax exemption on the vehicle? No one here. Need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to close the public hearing. Need a motion to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicle for the Mennonite Church.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove board notice to correct issues such as farm ground measurement errors and CRP ground.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion.
Can I ask Lorene what this is?
Yes.
What this is our values all have to be set by March 15th. If we make any corrections or anybody comes in with a map, you know, that looks at theirs and says, you know, I got a map from FSA and this is what my acres are. If we change any of that because the abstract and everything is in, we have to go through a board notice to change that so they know that we're just not changing that. So it's like, you know, if they say they have CRP ground and we don't have it, they can come in and then we generate a board notice so they don't have to protest. But then they do have time to protest, you know, after that. Or if they come in and complain about the measurements of their house and we do have it wrong or something and we go out and check it, you know, then because we're changing our value that we had set, we have to generate a board notice. So that is why the board notices are there.
Okay, Myron.
So then you come, you have to bring a value back to the board, and then we approve them as a whole, or you just do that in your office, or what?
When they like bring in their maps from FSA, you know, and we change it, then we generate a board notice like we did a valuation change notice to send out to the people so they have time to protest yet.
Okay, that's not for this board. That's not a notice to this board that you changed something.
Well, it's saying that you guys approve that we are giving them extra time to protest.
Okay.
Because they only have the month of June, but say they came in today with their FSA map, and we had some things wrong. Well, so we can change that, generate a board notice that comes in front of you to be approved without them actually protesting. But if they still don't like it, they have 30 days to protest that.
I see.
Is that making sense,
yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
The Board of Equalization.
Are you okay with it?
I understand now. Yeah.
Okay.
It does actually require a notice to this board that was changed also. To them and to this board then.
Right. Because, you know, we have to have a paper trail so
right.
Somebody doesn't say that we just changed it for... Because I like Terry, I changed his, lowered his value or something. I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else, Lorene?
We're just dealing with protests in our office. We don't have a real lot. I think we have, what, 25, or do we have more now? 25 about, something like that. And we're finishing up with homestead exemptions. Those have to be in by the end of the month, the 30th. We've sent out first notices and second notices on people that have not returned their homesteads, trying to get them so they don't miss it, you know. And other than that, we're just taking phone calls and talking to people.
We will start the protest hearings this afternoon. We'll meet at 1 o'clock here. Again, we don't have very many, but we'll start this afternoon, hear a few, and then we'll meet again. I'd have to look at my calendar to see when, next week or the week after.
Well, I think you have one set for the 21st, maybe, if we get enough.
Yes, 21st. We have protests set for all day, but we'll see how many we need.
Right.
And that will be Kathy, Terry, and myself. And if we can't make it, be sure to talk to one of the other board members to substitute for you if you're not able to make it.
Correct. Okay, anything else for the good of equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:38. Board of Supervisors at 8:45.